It was said of Julian of Norwich, a so-called mystic of the 1300s, that her Christianity was God-centred, not man-centred. This has made her writings widely sought centuries after her death. Over the next couple of days, I want to explore whether we're God-centred or man-centred as individuals. Keep in mind that we are still about getting things the right way up. Each one of us really needs to know our motivation for what we do. Are we seeking to please God, ourselves, or man, or some sort of mixture of all of them? Julian put God at the centre of her life. She firmly believed that he was the prime mover, the first cause, behind everything. As she says, all the plans of the enemy are wrapped up in the hand of our friend. She asserted that God was always at work in and around us, and it was us that needed to wake up, not him. She would say of a certainty, in him we live and move and have our being. Acts 17:28. As a young woman, Julian had an extraordinary experience of Jesus as she lay dying. She kept her eyes fixed steadfastly on the cross as death crept up her body. The priest was summoned for the last rites, but she didn't die. She came back from the brink and spent the rest of her life in seclusion, trying to put into words what she'd seen during that near-death experience, her showings, as she called them. The result is a book entitled Revelations of Divine Love. If you obtain a copy and read it, you'll never be the same again. Should you be flying upside down at this moment, it will not fail to turn you the right way up. It's life-changing, if you read it and if you let it. She doesn't skirt round any difficulties by blaming Satan for everything unpleasant in the world. She espouses the sovereignty of God over all things, the good, the bad and the ugly, and firmly comes down on the side that he allows in his wisdom what he could easily prevent by his power, in order to school us and bring us out of the prison of sin and self. It isn't an easy read, but it can be life-changing. We can know the Bible, teach the Bible, espouse the Bible, but unless we know the author and the newness of life that comes from an intimate relationship with him, it remains information, not revelation and experience. The dead letter of the law. Julian's experiences were life-changing for her, and they can be the same for us. From them we discover how to live what the Bible teaches, how it is possible to be God-centred, so that from us will flow the rivers of living water that Jesus promised, and all who come into contact with us will be blessed and refreshed. They will know we are Christians by our love for the one who saved us, forgave us, renewed us, enfolded us, and lives his life through us, Jesus.